Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, Julian. This is Vicky White. How are you doing?
Hey, Vicky, I'm good. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was good.
Awesome.
I'm going to have another good weekend next weekend. My
husband
will be Wednesday, and so the kids are coming back, so that's going to be fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have been trying to work on this over the weekend, though, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I don't anymore because I've got this POS system that's got an iPad.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got a little mini laptop. So I've had troubles trying to send you information. And so my niece is coming at lunch to try to retrieve the bank statements and forward them. And she's going to do, you know, I've already got my my tax return on file to send to you. But I am having a few problems. I told you I never actually remember seeing the actual credit card gross sales that you're asking for. I get this thing from North American, but I'm using a First Data terminal. I think they reprogrammed it or something. But I get this statement from North American, and it just, every month it says minus $35.77, I believe, $35.77. And used to, I would get these statements, and it would kill me, you know, my gross sales.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the GRP funding people are getting those, and I'm not, because I called my accountant, and she said, no, I've not been getting them. I thought maybe you had them, you know, so we can stay on top of, you know, what your balance is
for
that funding. And so I just left a message for him to see about that. Is that odd that I...
So you're getting a $35 charge from them every month, you said?
Let me read what that says. I've got it right here. But I used to get my credit card statement that would say, like, $20,000 was, you know, was my gross sales or whatever, from the Visas and the Discover and like that. And I used to always have that, but I don't have that. And this says, okay. What it says on North American, it says merchant card processing statement, and it says total amount funded, and it says minus $35.70. Yeah, and I get that every month.
And that's from CRP, right?
Well, this is actually coming from North American Bank Card, and that is who I deal with, who does that split for me and deposits that my money after they take out that percentage for them.
Gotcha.
Okay, and I'm using the First Data FD-130. And I don't know if I should call them and ask them to email me those things, or I don't know who.
So are you talking about your checking account statements, or is it your merchant processing statements?
No, not my checking account statements. It's my merchant
statements.
Statement, but I know every day when I get my batch out, you
know,
like when I have, you know, my totals and everything, and I take away the percentage that they're taking off, and then the rest of it is deposited in my bank account. You know, like, that's why I like that, because they take theirs first, and then I get mine, and it's very quickly done. In the past, it would be, like, about 3 days before my money from my credit cards on Monday. It used to not get deposited Thursday, and I hated that. But this has been, like, one of the faster ones I've ever had, but I don't have that statement, is what I'm saying, to tell you what my...
But your balances?
Gross credit cards.
Oh, okay.
You're
talking about the part
on
the application, right?
Yeah, and I've been trying to...
You can actually just leave that part blank. As long as we get the application with the majority of the info, and I can actually have my underwriters take a look at the merchant statements just to, like, give a better idea for you. Because we'll be a lot more familiar with, like, how those work. So I wouldn't worry about it for the application. As long as you can get the merchant statements and the bank statements to us, we should be just fine. We can probably, like, clear up any confusion you have with that too.
You know, I know what you can tell by looking at my bank statements. It tells that little whatever and what that deposit is every day that that I get from my credit card, it says something along that line, and you know that that's not my actual deposit from checks and cash.
Okay.
And, you know, but like the summertime, when you see the merchant, all of that, that's been slow, but now it's starting to pick back up again, like I said.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got one more question.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you said that, you know, you could, there were several different ways you could help me out.
But, right.
You know, I could even pay daily or weekly or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I,
uh-huh.
And I, first of all, I'm always like, because I like to know that you're getting it from my daily credit cards and that, that I have, don't have to worry about making my payments or anything.
Right.
Well, I have a separate little checking account that I kind of really use for my payroll,
mm-hmm.
and I just got smart enough to do that, and I opened it up last year, and but if there is a way, and it's so much like a week or whatever, we could even go with it that way. I prefer the credit card way, but whatever you look at and you see.
Yeah, when I go over to your file with my underwriters, we're going to see, we're going to present you with all the options available to you. So we'll let you know about the working capital programs you have available, and then the merchant processing programs that we have available too. So, and then we can kind of go over the pros, because there's pros and cons, right, each of them. So we'll kind of go over that with you, and we could kind of make it.
And then I've got one more thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to go over with you. Okay. You know, I rent, I have a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And he is wonderful to me. I mean, if I even told you this whole story of how I got here with him and everything, this is, you saw how beautiful my shop is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
he used to own his family owned a tobacco company. And so he wanted this place to be beautiful for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I only paid $500. I started out $450 for the first year rent,
mm-hmm.
which anywhere else it would be probably $1,500.
Yeah,
at
that's a great deal.
A month.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he said after the first year, you know, I go up to $500 and I'll never go up on you again.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, if you ever want to purchase it, you know, I'll sell it to you. So when I
sweet
give
deal.
You his number and everything, and I'm pumped, I mean, he lives like on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
Put my money in on the first in his mailbox. I just drop it off, hand delivered.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've not ever been late. But he has had cancer, and so, I don't want you to say when you have to call to verify that I'm good. Like, can you say something about a credit card terminal or something, and that you were...
Yeah, good? Yeah, in fact,
can
we
will... Can you say something like that?
Yes, I'm not even going to call anybody until I get your... Even if you write it on there, I'm not going to call anybody until I get your permission beforehand.
Okay.
And there's a chance...
I wouldn't want to worry him, but...
Of course.
Now, what's he doing, and I think that... If you would say it that way, that would sound good.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to do is just complicate things or make things. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, but, awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
So
I've got to get this other phone.
Okay.
Around lunchtime, I'll get all that. Okay.
Okay, sounds good, Vicky. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.